A-I-U is the name of the song, and wow, it is from the brand new album from my studio guest right now, an album called The Power of Confession. No, Power of Compassion. Do I want to confess? Maybe. About what? Power of Compassion is the name of the album, and Scott DL, a.k.a. Digital Hobo, is in the studio with me this morning. And hey, Scott, get closer to your mic so we can talk a little.
You got it, buddy.
How are you? Put your mic close to you.
Well, it's really, really a pleasure to be here today. And, you know, I walk by the CKUA studio in Calgary a lot because I'm down here going to Studio Bell and in Calgary sometimes, and it always gives me a warm feeling to look in here and see who's at the console, and I feel like it's coming home because I do have fond memories of recording my first album with Leroy Stagger, who does Dirty Windshield.
Yes.
And Don Pemberton also, who sang on my first album, and now I'm getting to know you, and Lisa's next door, so thanks for inviting me.
We connect here. There's all kinds of connection. And this is what CKUA is all about, supporting local musicians. We play a lot of Alberta musicians on this station. Not just my show, but all across the board, there are a lot of Alberta musicians that are playing, getting played, and really recognizing the power of CKUA. So thank you. And you actually are from Canmore, so you drove in to come and chat with us this morning.
Drove in this morning, but I also went to the ZZ Top concert last night, I got to say. And it was awesome, and Static Shift opened for them.
Yes, Static Shift, what an amazing act they are. So you have a new album, and it is coming out on Sunday, the 15th. I was like, why would he be releasing the album on a Sunday? But it's out breaking the norm, breaking the patterns.
Yeah, it is. It's coming out on Sunday. We're having a listening party tonight at 7 p.m. If you want to find out about it, you can go to my website. It's on Bandcamp, and there'll be people joining in and listening to the tracks. And commenting, we'll be chatting online.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Very, very nice. So the album is called The Power of Compassion, or Power of Confession. There's no date in front of it. So tell me a little bit about how this came together. Your first album was a concept album.
Yeah.
It's, I'm trying to remember the name of it.
21st Century Ballads.
And you recorded that in Vancouver. Leroy was working with you on that one.
For sure.
It was more of a concept album. What's the difference between that and this album?
Well, you know, when I started writing 21st Century Ballads, it was back in the pandemic. And I really felt like there was an atmosphere of hopelessness around. There's so much uncertainty in the world. And what I strived to do in writing that was to move people from hopelessness into helpfulness and to hopefulness. So I'm really working on bringing in an optimistic view of these current topics that we're all dealing with, like the pandemic, like social inequality, like climate change, and putting a positive spin on them and really showing people that we can work together to overcome these. So that was the concept. And Digital Hobo is a guy that's alive 100 years from now, and he's looking back and performing songs that were written during our time. And all of those songs document what we're going through and how we get over these crises.
I'm glad you mentioned that about Digital Hobo, because that's one of the questions I have. How did you come up with that name?
Yeah. You know, the hobo is a long, long kind of tradition. And we tend to think of hobos as, you know, people that ride the rails and are kind of a burden to society, so to speak. But they also contribute a lot to society. They're the ones that do the work that no one else wants to do. And they're also the ones that can comment on what they see around them. So the digital hobo is kind of taking the new and the old, taking Woody Guthrie and planting him in the year 2023 and wondering what Woody Guthrie would say about today.
That's a great way to put it. On this album, you have some really fine talent working with you on it. Jory Kinjo, for example, is one of the people that played on this or recorded with you on this one here.
Yeah.
How did you connect with Jory?
I connected with Jory through a mutual friend, Barclay. And Barclay, of course, is involved in Profits for Music, a local charity here in Calgary. And Jory and Barclay knew each other, so I came to Barclay and said, hey, I want to do a reggae and a ska album. Who in Calgary is got that as a wheelhouse? And Jory's name came up right away.
The best person for the reggae and ska in Calgary, I would say. Jory is great that way. Now, we're going to hear, I know we're talking, but let's listen to some music. Let's have you play something for us. Why me talking here when you are here to play? What's the song that you want to play for us this morning?
Okay, well, this is a song off my first album. It's called As the World Cools Down, and it's really the writer looking back 100 years from now at what we're about to go through with climate change. So we actually beat climate change in this future world. We are able to change our personal choices and make some significant changes to our economy and our organizations. And things get better, and hence the title, As the World Cools Down.
Right on. Scott DL, a.k.a. the Digital Hobo, and he's going to be performing live for us a song called As the World Cools Down.
My daddy lived through a lot of trying times. Wildfires, refugees. The planet was mad at the human race. In Kyoto, Paris, and London, when the hate. Politicians ranted about the 2 degrees. And treaties were signed and promises made. As the world cools down.
The lyrics of the song are very powerful, as well as the voice behind it as well. So it's really, really cool to have you here performing for us.
Thank you,
Leo. I hear so much rock in that, coming out in that, the rock guitar and the rock voice coming out. So even though it's a ballad, it's still a powerful ballad, a rock ballad, I guess you could say.
Yeah. You know, when I released that song, one of the things that happened very early on, like within a few days of the album release, somebody came up to me on the street, and it was an older woman, and she was a grandmother. And she came up to me and said, I heard your song, and she started crying. And she said, that's the first time that I believed that my grandchildren were going to make it.
Beautiful.
And I've never forgot that, and I never will forget it. You know, we tend to think of, in the music industry, how many likes and followers do you have on social media, and, you know, how many people do you touch through the internet? But to me, that one contact with that one woman was more significant than all of that.
Scott Dale, a.k.a. Digital Hobo, I want to say thanks for joining me this morning here on This Coverage. It's always a pleasure having conversations with you.
Thank you, Leo. Thanks for inviting me.
How about you introduce the next song that we're going to play? This is from the new album, and this is one that I like. The new album's got a lot of ska reggae elements on it, so I'll let you introduce this one.
Okay, I'll try, but you're the one that chose it.
Yeah, because I like this one.
The song's called Shapapalooza, and, you know, I think a lot about kind of consumerism and why and how people buy things. It seems that you can buy anything you want with the click of a mouse these days, and sometimes the decisions that we make about what we buy are very, impulsive. So that's really what the song is about somebody that's got a bit of a shopping addiction, I would say, and hence the title Shapapalooza, and they're trying to kick it, and it's about their struggle with shopping addiction.
And here it is on CKUA, Shapapalooza, from the new album from Digital Hobo, Power of Compassion. From Digital Hobo, from their new album, Power of Confession, and I want to say, Power of Compassion. Why am I confessing this morning? Scott Dale, a.k.a. Digital Hobo, is in the studio with me, and I want to say thanks so much. Thank you so much for joining me today on Discoveries. Thank you so much for being here with me all week.